One very interesting feature of digitized texts is it allows the creation of onboard dictionaries, which means that the person who is creating the digital text has the opportunity to define new terms as they're introduced. So the writer can create hyperlinks to definitions for the terms. The nice thing about this is that for someone who doesn't need the definition, they can just keep reading. For someone that does need the definition, they can read about what the term means and then return to the text. Ideally, definitions are written in simple, clear language. It's often helpful to use analogies to support an individual's understanding, so to make links to known information. These definitions can also include illustrations, audio files, or video clips to help support understanding. Ideally, a definition addresses at least two of the three following components. First, the definition would have information on a term's class, so some discussion of to what big group does this term belong. So for defining elephant, we would say an elephant is a very large animal. There would then be information on attribute discrimination. So what is the defining characteristic of this particular animal that makes it different from other animals? So we might want to say something like, elephants have very long noses, called trunks. Finally, it's often helpful to provide information on the function of a term. So what is something that particular animal, in this case, is used for? So the goal is to provide enough information that the individual can differentiate this particular term from other terms, or is able to differentiate an elephant from other animals.